Romantic Adventures of a Milkmaid. Part 1. It was 4:30 by the testimony of the land surveyor, my authority for the particulars of this story, a gentleman with the faintest curve of humour on his lips. It was 4:30 on a May morning in the 1840s. A dense white fog hung over the valley of the Exe, ending against the hills on either side. But though nothing in the vale could be seen from higher ground, notes of differing kinds gave pretty clear indications that bustling life was going on there. This audible presence and visual absence of an active scene had a peculiar effect above the fog level. Nature had laid a white hand over the creatures ensconced within the vale, as a hand might be laid over a nest of chirping birds. The noises that ascended through the pallid coverlid were perturbed lowings, mingled with human voices in sharps and flats, and the bark of a dog.